This is my prayer for you. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
I want to talk to you today about pass it on. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, pass it on. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Pass it on. One day, mothers, one day there was a young bride, young groom and his bride, they had just gotten married, and they wanted to give a party, a reception for their parents. And so the young bride and the groom, they invited their parents over, and they were going to give the dinner, and the young bride began to prepare the dinner. And as she began to prepare the dinner, the young husband, he was standing there, and he saw her cut the end off of the ham before she placed it in the pan. And he said, honey, why did you cut the end off of that ham before you put it in the pan? She said, I don't know. My mother always did it. And so the young groom, he was inquisitive and he wanted to know. And so he waited until the mother came. And when she came through the door, he said, ma'am, he says, I noticed that your daughter cut the end off of the ham before putting it in the pan. And she said that you always did it. Why do you do it? She said, I don't know. My mother always did it. And so the grandmother showed up. And when the grandmother showed up, the groom really wanted to know now. He says, grandmother, he says, I noticed that the daughter, she cut the end off of the ham before placing it in the pan. He said, can you tell me why? She said, well, I don't know why my daughter do it. And I don't know why my granddaughter does it. She said, but when I did it, I had to do it to make the ham fit in the pan. There are things that we learn. Pass it on. The things that we learn, the things that we see from our parents shape our lives. The things that has been taught to us, they have been given to us by the one that have written it on our memory. They've written it in our hearts. In this particular text, you will discover that Timothy has been influenced by his mother and his grandmother. By these two women. This is a very interesting text because Paul never mentions the man. He mentions the mother and the grandmother. Very interesting. It gets more interesting because you will discover that it was very unlikely that the writer often mentioned a woman, simply because in that Middle Eastern culture, women had very little rights. So therefore, it was kind of unheard of for a man to mention the wife or mention women and not mention the man. So that tells us, that gives us a clue or it gives us a hint that it is a very real possibility that Eunice could have been a single mother. We don't know that. But I do, we can look at this text and come to discover here that I find something kind of disturbing that is going on in our communities today. It's a myth that I don't agree with it, and I don't think you should agree with it either. I hear women say, I got to get me a man, or I need a man in the house. Single mothers. I hear them say, I got to get me a man, or I need a man in the house because I can't raise a boy. This text kind of argues with that. And if you get technical about it, history argues with that. Because most of the men that you'll see sitting in here were raised by women. And how many of you know that the woman that raised us didn't do such a bad job? A woman can raise a boy. Why? Because she influences him. She shows him how to treat a woman. You see, if a male knows how to treat his mama, he knows how to treat any other woman. After all, that's the first woman that he comes in contact with. Talk back to me if you can. It was my mother, Julia. She was the one who taught me to open the door. She was the one who taught me not to hit women. She was the one who taught me how to take care of a woman. She used to tell us, she was four boys, she used to tell us, sit down and talk to us and say, don't do this. You don't want to do that. Y'all cut the yard. When y'all get older, the woman shouldn't cut the yard. When y'all get older, y'all take care of your wives. She taught us that. My dad didn't teach us that because my dad wasn't there. And so in the absence of the dad, my mother did both. Men can tell you that the woman knows how to do both roles. See, there are some things that we're going to learn on our own. But then there are things that if you teach us, we'll learn them from you. The woman truly is the hand that rocks the cradle. Are you with me yet? Oh, yes, man rules the world. James Brown had it about right when he said this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing without a woman or a girl. You need women to, I often say it like this, you put two men or two boys on a desert island, you put two little boys on a desert island and you come back 20 years from now, you'll probably find them dead. You put two girls on a desert island, come back, you might find them dead. You put a little boy and a little girl on the desert island, you come back 20 years from now, you're going to find other little people. It is natural. It is natural. Watch this. Pass it on. Paul tells Timothy, there's some faith in you. And the faith that I see in you, you see, watch this. The man that you see, or the boy that you see, is really an image of the woman that had influence in his life. You see, people see our parents through us. Are you with me yet? I'll give you a perfect example. I tell you why. You remember your mother used to get real upset if you walked out of the house and your hair wasn't combed. She didn't get upset so much because your hair wasn't uncombed. She get upset because she didn't want others to see. Because first thing she'll say, people are thinking I ain't taking care of you. Are you with me yet? You don't be out there begging. First thing folk gonna say that I'm not. You see, the better we are in the public, that's how people would see who our parents were. That's why mother taught us how to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, may I, and please. I wish I had three believers. When you go over to people's house, you don't just go in, and are you with me yet? You don't just walk into anybody's house. You wait till they knock, you knock, and you wait till they ask you what? I don't want you out there embarrassing me. Are you with me yet? You see, people were seeing our parents, our mothers, through us. That's how people saw us. The wrong things that we did, we learned how to do them on our own. Pass it on. Somebody said, pass it on. Watch this. Paul says the first thing that he, in pass it on, the first thing he says, mothers, the first thing that you ought to pass on is your faith. Somebody said faith. You see, the mother has to pass on faith. Not talk faith, but show it. Are you with me yet? Let me tell you where we learned faith that most of us men, let me tell you that were raised by single mothers. Well, we learned faith that we learned it from what we saw at home. I remember that my mother, when our electric got cut off, I went in my mother's room and saw her bowing on the bed praying. And she got up and she said, the Lord gonna make a way. Talk back to me if you can. She said, the Lord is going to make a way out of. And just as sure as she said it, in the next couple of days, the lights was back on. Faith, I tell you. Faith. See, they're going to learn, mothers, the one thing that you want to pass on is faith. Let me tell you what faith is. I finally figured it out. Faith is God calling us from things that we are attached to. Let me help you. Faith is God calling us away from our attachments. That's what faith is. Faith is trusting in God. Jesus says, whatever you do, have faith in God. Mothers, whatever that you pass on faith. Why? Because they're going to need it. When times are hard, when friends are few, when their money is low, when their friends and family has walked out, they're going to have to trust only in God. When they're out there in college, when they're on these jobs and things are getting dark and dismal and dreary, they are going to have faith. Y'all remember when mom and them used to tell a baby, just have faith in the Lord. I said, Muddy, I'm broke. She said, you don't need money, son. Because she said, this is what she would say. The God that I serve ain't failed me yet. How many of your mothers used to tell you that? Child, he may not come when you want him to. Pass on that faith. Pass on faith. You see, children, let me help somebody here. Let me help you here. Children, let me tell you. You might not understand what they're saying now, but just keep living. You might not understand, but when you get out there, and I tell you something else, children, let me help you with this. You gonna, at home right now, you're going to say everything that your mama doing is wrong. I wouldn't do it this way. I don't know why she do it that way. I don't know why she doing it this way. But here's what's going to happen when you get out there in life. You're going to find yourself doing it the same way. And something is going to bring you to your remembrance. Say, man, I'm doing this just like. You know why? Because you're doing what you saw. Mothers, be careful. Pass on faith. Secondly of all, after you pass on your faith in God to your child, the second thing, you want to pass on your faithfulness. Somebody said faithfulness. See, Lois and Eunice obviously was faithful. They had faithfulness in God. They didn't just follow God when times were good. Somebody didn't get it yet. They didn't just follow God when times were good. Your mama just didn't trust in God when times were good. She stayed faithful to God when times were. Woo! I'm talking about there's been some rough times in that house. There's some times that you have had in your house that your mother has had you don't even know about. Y'all not with me yet. There's some sacrifices that your mother has made that you don't even know about. There were some times when your mother fed y'all and didn't even feed her. Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah. She wore some stuff 2 and 3 times while you wore new stuff. And she kept trusting in God. You see, she didn't just wait until times got good and then quit trusting. She was faithful to God. Watch this. And when God, when it seems like God could be nowhere to be found, but she was still faithful to him. I used to ask my mother, why you keep going to that church? You ain't got nothing. Why you keep going to church? Why you keep serving a God that doesn't seem like he's coming to your rescue? Why, Ma? And she said, son, the God that I serve brought me through some hard times. He fed me when I was hungry. Larry, the Lord put clothes on my back. are you with me yet? She says, you know what? She said, let me tell you one thing. She said, I'm going to serve him until I die. See, your mother's faithfulness is not predicated on what she had physically. Her faithfulness was predicated on the fact that she knew that when times got hard, even after this life, the God that she served was still going to take care of her. See, she was steadfast, unmovable, always bounding in the word. Oh, man, you ought to know what I'm talking about. There are some people, if you watch mother stayed right there. Pass on your faithfulness. Pass on your faith. Don't just send your children to church. Bring them to church. Wait a minute. Y'all getting that wrong. Y'all talking about dragging them up in the building. No, bring them to church at home. You didn't get that yet. Let them see church at home first. Then they don't mind coming here. Are you with me yet? See, you can't get them here, have church in here, and have the club at home. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here today. See, they gotta see church. They supposed to first go to church at home. I'm not saying Jesus, 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 every time you look around, Lord this, Lord that. I'm not saying that, but at least teach them how to pray. Teach them how to have faith. Teach them what the good life, what the journey, enjoying it, what it looks like, how it looks. And you know what? They're going to want to do that. Don't tell them everything they do wrong. Tell them some stuff they do right. Man, my mother, I come to discover she was jacking me so much. I come to discover, you know what? I could go out there and I could cut the grass. And after I got through cutting the grass, she'll come back in. She'll say, ooh, Larry, you really cut that grass good. Man, I have patches everywhere. She said, it just looks so good. You cut that grass really nice. Ooh, I like the way you cut that grass, Larry. It was really nice. And I said, ooh, man. And the next week, you know what I do? She didn't even have to ask me. Are you with me yet? See, when we start rewarding them and telling them what they're doing, when we start encouraging them, then what they do is they start to want to do it more. But if we tell them, boy, you done left patches all over the yard. Look at all of that stuff. Look at the trash that you done went and cut up the cup. Look at the paper all everywhere. What are they going to want to do it again for? See, you don't want to make them do it. You want to let them do it. Talk back to them if you can. You might not need this. But if you work with them, what happens is, look, they have made the bed up. They still got the blanket under there, lumps under there. They say, ooh, you sure made that bed up good. Ooh, that night. Now, what you're doing is you're afraid that they're going to keep making it like that. I said, no, you know what? Let me show you how to get this out. Just get that out right there. Yeah, get that out right. Nah, that's what I'm talking about. See, what they start doing is they want to please you. They want more. See, you got to understand, kids are addicts. They're addicts. They like more. They like more encouragement. They like more love. They don't want those toys. Man, you go buy kids toys, watch them. Go buy them some expensive toys during Christmas time. Watch what they do. They're going to take it out of the box, play with the box. In just a few weeks, you ain't going to even see the toy. Are you with me yet? Got to get leave. Got to leave. Got to leave. Pass on your faith. Somebody say faith. Pass on your faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness. Then lastly, pass on your fear. Pass on your reverence to God. Fear is reverence. Respect for him. Baby, you don't want to do that. You respect God too much for that. You know why some of our people are doing some stuff? It's because we didn't teach them to respect God. We used to ride by the church on Sunday morning after I had gotten out of the street. And we used to ride by, and you know what? We turn our music down. Even when I was out in the street, we see a funeral, we'll pull over. We have reverence. We have respect. This is not something someone told me to do. This is something that I learned by watching my mother. We couldn't come to church and do. She'd give us, let me tell you, our mothers, watch, your mother gonna do it too. They'll give you the third degree before you go in that church. Then now look, let me tell you one thing. You're not going to do this. You're not going to talk. You're not going to act. Do anybody mother give them the third degree? Y'all have been there before. I know. But a mother, man, let me tell you one thing. You're not going to do this. You're not going to talk. You're not going to chew gum. You're not going to throw any paper on the floor. And if them urchins come tell me, then I'm going to take care of you. Worst mistake I ever made in church was playing in church. Miss Liza, I'll never forget her name. She was an usher. She was a mean usher. She came back there and she got me, but mother had given me the third degree before I went there, because when we got in, you know how the mother used to lick their thumb and then get the cross out your face, and I... Here, boy, get this out your face. And boy, she get that, and man, she take me, and she said, now listen, before you go in there, I know you, before, I'm going to let you sit over there with them young people. She said, but if you get into trouble, she said, Miss Liza bring you over there to me, I know what you're going to do. You know what's going to happen to you, don't you? I said, what do you mean? She said, let me tell you. She said, don't you know? I said, yes, ma'am, I know. My mother had big hands, and I was scared of her. Went over there, went to playing. Me, Willie Wang, and Wang Dang, all of us was over there in the corner playing. I remember that name. We was over there playing, and Miss Liza came over there and got me by my ear and took me over there to my mama. My mama used to sit on the bench like these ladies here. They used to call that the moaning bench. And my mother was one of the elders, older ladies of the church, so they would sit over there with them big hats like that all of the time. And when they take you over there, you were through, buddy. That was a death sentence. Usher didn't have to say what you've done. All they got to do is get you there. Sit me down next to her. Mother was bent up. She had her arm folded like this. I said, she said, Miss Liza brought, she said, she brought you over here. I said, yes, ma'am, what you did? I said, well, mother, bam. Pray the Lord, go ahead. I said, how you doing? How you do that and still worship? How you do this and still worship? I mean, it's abuse. It had to be. Mothers taught us you don't do that in church, because it was a reverence and there was a respect for God. There are some people now, there's some stuff they will do, but I guarantee you there's some stuff they won't do. Mothers, pass on that faith. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Pass on that faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness.
Faith.
And then mothers, pass on that fear. Y'all remember our mothers taught us there was something that you didn't do because we'd be scared God gonna kill you. Our mothers taught us that. Ooh, the Lord will strike you dead. You cursed in church? First time I heard somebody curse in church, I was grown. And when I heard somebody curse in church, I said, ooh. Because mother taught us that. That something would happen if you did that. Pass on that fear. Pass on that faithfulness. Pass on that faith. And these are the things that Timothy's mother and grandmother had passed on to him. And that's all I wanted to tell you this morning. If you love the Lord, give him a hand clap of praise. Stand up and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary. A family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking need. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. With Hunter & Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter & Beck, you get Hunter & Beck.
Thank you. you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria.